It's very difficult.
I mean, it's like splitting yourself in 12 directions. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, you go to a club and make $25. And to me, that's fine because I have another way of supporting myself.
Right, right.
But musicians I know who don't, it's much more of a challenge, much more of a hustle.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't envy that.
No, it's
and
very
don't
hard.
Want to do it.
No, it's very, very hard. And most people have a day, you know, what's your day gig?
Right,
you know?
Right.
So, okay, well, we're at the top of the hour, so I will announce that we are WMFO Medford. We're live at the Tufts campus. This is The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce The Voice. My guest is Craig Sonnenfeld, and he's been playing some wonderful music of his. He has several CDs. Return to Shore is one of the, it's the latest. Before that, he had Redemption, and there was one before that.
Yes, I have six altogether.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
So
why didn't I find the other ones? Okay.
You might have them somewhere. So, in the
well, I know I have one more, but I, for the life of me, I couldn't locate it this morning.
Yep.
So, but they can go to your website, which is Craig at
Craig dot Sonnenfeld.
Craig dot Sonnenfeld. Okay.
Actually, it's Craig Sonnenfeld, all one word, .com.
Okay. There we go.
By the way, there is another Craig Sonnenfeld on the internet.
Yeah.
Who is a origami artist who makes little sculptures out of dollar bills.
Cute.
That is not me. And he just happens to be named Craig Sonnenfeld.
Well, how dare he?
Exactly.
The knife.
But I got the website, so.
There you go. Well, I know that there are others who call themselves Joyce the Voice, but they're not me.
They're not you.
They're not me. There's a, I was told when I lived out in Oregon that there was a gospel singer in Seattle. There's somebody in California. But it's my legal name, so they could use it whatever, but they can't prevent me from using it.
Okay.
I didn't trademark it, but, you know, that costs a lot of money.
So did you officially change?
Oh, yeah. I've since 74. I'm The Voice.
The Voice.
Yes. Two separate words, both capitalized, no hyphens, no quotes. But I do have famous relatives. Alexander the Great and Smokey the Bear.
About Winnie the Pooh. Is that
Well, Winnie the Pooh is a new relation. I didn't even know about that. That's cute. Oh, gosh. All right, so you want to keep playing?
Sure. Well,
what do we have now?
This one is a newer song, too, and it's not a happy song. I wrote it for, you know, sometimes I do gigs where they pick a theme for three or four songwriters to write a song around the theme, and this happened to be in Connecticut, and the theme was In the Vineyard, which I assumed was about Martha's Vineyard, but I didn't interpret it that way. I wrote a somewhat of a twisted blues song, if you'll and you'll understand when you hear it why I say that. So,
and it's called
In the Vineyard.
Oh, it is called In the Vineyard. Okay, good.
Leaves are shaking in the sun is shining gold. Leaves are shaking in the sun is shining gold. And I've never felt such a burden upon my soul. The vineyard, and that's where your love poured down like wine. We were in the vineyard, that's where your love poured down like wine. Well, it seems so twisted, but I just couldn't resist it at the time. And you clung to me just like a long, thin climbing vine. Yes, you clung to me just like a long, thin climbing vine. I guess I'll never know how I could have been so blind. Grapes are glowing all blood red in the sun. Wine grapes are glowing all blood red in the sun. How can you say to me that this love we shared is done? When we were in the vineyard, that's when your love poured down like wine. When we were in the vineyard, that's when your love poured down like wine. Well, it seems so twisted, but I couldn't resist it at the time. The dark sea is calling, the waves are running cold. Dark sea's calling and the waves are running cold. Well, I've never felt such a burden. Such a burden upon my soul.
Ooh. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. You know, I was so enjoying the rhythm and the guitar picking style. It's maybe tell me a little bit about that picking style, because that's great. I mean, how you pick out the melody. And
well, you know, I've always loved the blues, and I play them a little bit. I don't consider myself a blues master, but my first guitar teacher was in Philadelphia. His name was Philadelphia Jerry Ricks, and he played with the likes of Brownie McGee and Skip James and Mississippi John Hurt. So I learned finger picking from him, and then in recent years, sometimes I take lessons from Paul Rochelle.
Oh, yes.
Rochelle and Annie Raines. And yes, they're like the best blues couple
they are
around, I think. And he is a master of pre-war acoustic blues. So I kind of adopt some of the things I learn and then put them in my own songs, change them around a bit. And that particular one seemed a bit evil. Yeah, the tuning, it's just in drop D, but it's got like a D minor as the bass for it, and you know, using the 1-4-5 blues pattern, starting off with that, and just finding kind of the hammering riffs that I'm doing, you know, with my finger picking there. I thought that the lyrics went with the mood of that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it just kind of has a slow rock and a steady kind of putting you in that place.
Yeah, kind of hypnotic.
Kind of, yes, putting you in there, gently rocking you in there. Yeah.
Right. That's why I like blues people. Skip James, who did in a falsetto voice, which I've never been able to do, and very strange guitar tunings, minor guitar tunings playing the blues, was kind of an influence for that song also.
Nice, nice. Well, when I learned to play guitar, I learned to do finger picking.
Yeah.
It's, you know, long years ago, but I do remember, you know, that was the style that, you know, and then some of the, you know, the basic rhythmic things, and I learned a little bit of the jazz stuff, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Not master of much, but enough to know when somebody can really do it. It's hard. Guitar is hard. There's nothing easy about it.
You know, you can pick it up and strum a few chords, which is fine.
Right.
And
people do.
Like John Prine write fantastic songs with just a few chords.
Yeah.
So I find myself kind of in the middle. Sometimes I just say, I don't want to work at, you know, learning anything else. And other times I should really keep going forward with my playing. So I try to do a little bit of both.
Well, there are so many different ways to do it. And, of course, there are many different examples of how people do it. I think, you find your way, what works. You know, what works for you and what makes you feel good, you know, because ultimately, if it makes you feel good, then it will connect with an audience. Now, have you ever played Club Basim?
I've played there for benefits.
Uh-huh.
I have played there.
Yeah, because it seems to me like...
A couple times for benefits, but I haven't had my own show there.
Right. No, you really should. I'm trying to think, you know, I don't know, I'm not in on that circle, but there is a woman who's in this area. I'm trying to think. She's actually a sister to my colleague, Ian. What's Ian's last name? Ian Levine. I think her last name is Levine.
Susan Levine.
Susan Levine.
Yeah, I know Susan.
Now, Susan had a show there. You might call her and say, you know, what's the skinny? Who do you know? How do I get myself?
Right.
Maybe getting on a show with somebody else would be the entree.
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, no, of course not. I mean, because...
opening for somebody.
Yeah.
I've opened in the past for Angie
Duvicote, yeah.
At Amazing Things in
Framingham. Uh-huh. I've never been to that venue, but I've heard of it, yeah. So,
and I've opened for Paul and Annie there, too, in the past.
So I think maybe you just need to start to put that out there.
Yes.
That's something that you would welcome, and can people advise you how you could... get that done, you know.
That would be nice. Anyone listening have any tips?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
I'd be glad to listen.
I mean, I don't know, you know, if giving your material to them directly, you know, I don't know if that's the way to do it. I think it might, you need to have that plus something else. But
well, usually places like that, like Passim's, they like you to be able to bring in a lot of people.
You have to have a good mailing list, a good email list. And I don't know what the numbers are, but that's almost every club, jazz, whatever. They want to see the numbers.
It is like that.
And
for me, it's more like I play a gig and I get a couple of people really we really like your music, and I'm in touch with them, and I find them... one or two at a time, it
No, seems I understand.
Like.
I understand. But, you know, you're at the level in terms of your craft that you deserve to be in a club like that.
Well, thank you.
You
That's
know,
nice
so,
of you to say.
Now, we'll have to think what, you know, who can, you know, help you finesse that. Because I think the club would like that. And it's just a question of, you know, looking at your mailing lists and looking at your contacts and seeing how you can combine things together with somebody, you know.
Would be nice. You want to be my manager?
Well, who knows? You know, in my next life, I used to manage people, actually.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I did. And you actually are a person who is manageable. Some of the people I worked with were not.
I hear you on that.
So, yeah, let's see what I can conjure up.
Okay.
That would be good. Well, this has been fun. This is a nice turn of the afternoon. Do you want a break, or how are you feeling?
I'm ready. I can do another one.
All right.
If you don't mind a slow, sad ballad.
That's fine with me. No, that's good.
This one, sometimes when I write a song, I go back after I write it and think, geez, I hope I didn't steal.
Oh, now they're just having that thing with Stairway to Heaven, right?
Well, that's been going on for years.
Right. But now they have a lawyer who's really going to try and from the estate. I just heard that. It's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. That with Stairway to Heaven's been going on for years. But, right. And Led Zeppelin, let's face it, I remember hearing them first, and they were doing songs that were all, you know, like Robert Johnson taking the lyrics right out off.
Yeah, they were thieves. Yes, they were thieves.
But they did it very well.
Yeah, they did. They did.
They did it very well.
They learned their lesson well from the Stones.
Yep.
Who everybody borrows from everybody, but there's a way that you know, they brought Muddy Waters out. You know, they gave props to people.
They did. The Stones were very.
They were very. They were good about that.
You know, they communicate about their idols.
Yeah, exactly.
Muddy Waters and B.B. King. Right. And I saw B.B. King with them once.
Did you?
In Philadelphia a long time ago.
Very cool.
But the reason I bring this up, the title of the song is I Told You So. So I went back and I said, I hope, what is that? And then I looked it up on the internet to where you can find just about anything.
Yes, true.
And Randy Travis
had written that.
Has a song called I Told You So. But luckily, this sounds nothing like it, and the sentiment is nothing like
it.
Right. So there's other songs that have the same title, so I'm keeping it.
absolutely. It's not the same riff, so
So this is written, and actually, if I can drop a name, I did this at a music camp recently, and Greg Greenway was extremely complimentary about this song.
Oh, nice.
He told me he liked it a lot.
You know, I think Greg actually was on this show a long time ago. Seems to me that was a possibility.
He's been around for a long time.
Yeah, it's been years, though.
Yep.
Many years.
He's still doing it. Now he's in Brother Son, a group with Pat Victor Victor.
Oh.
And is it Joe Jenks or Joe Crookston? I forget who the third member is. But anyway, this is called I Told You So, and it's written from the perspective of a lover who is leaving his loved one and says, I told you so.
Uh-oh.
And he or she is trying to put the best light on the breakup and telling the person that you will be all right.
Okay.
So this is I Told You So, and I haven't recorded it.
Yeah, no, I see. This is, good. Well, this is live. Here it's happening on the Voicemobile with Craig Sonnenfeld. Yeah.
Too long ago, I tried to tell you that I wasn't one to lean upon. Fair weather vagabond, I just can't be the one to stay in one place beyond the dawn. And so now don't you see? It wasn't meant to be. Before you get too low, must I remind you that I told you so? I told you so. open the window pane and let the pouring rain wash all the thoughts of me away. I'm just no good for you, but I can promise that you'll find someone better someday. And though it hurts you now, you're better off somehow. Before you get too low, must I remind you that I told you so? I told you so. It wasn't meant to be. Before you get too low, must I remind you that I told you so? I told you so. I told you so. I told you so.
Oh, yeah. My mind is racing trying to think how to do this and do that. It's very interesting. You brought me back into a space that I hadn't been in for a while, trying to crash through the gates. Oh. I told you so. That's good. That's a good sign. That's going to be on your next album.
Yes, that'll be, exciting. I don't know when I'll be making the next
All
one.
All right, well, that's whenever to look I forward do, to. That's yeah. to look forward to. No, you definitely have a gift. You really
Thank
do.
You.
And I want to just, you know, encourage you to keep at it. You've been doing it ever since I've known you. And
yep.
I have a lot of respect for that because, as I say, it's not an easy thing. And to do it well after a full day of work, yeah.
Well, amazing. I appreciate your, you've encouraged me for several years now. And I thank you for that.
Well, we'll have to see if we can do more, you know?
Okay.
That's the challenge, because I used to do that. In fact, there was a fellow that I managed in London who was quite the character, not one of the non-manageable ones. But we recorded, we did recording sessions, and he had a sister who was a model, professional model.
Uh-huh.
And it was just this whole strange sort of world. And I still have the... what do they call it? 16-inch reel, the reel of the tape, and uh-huh. the 7.5-inch. God knows what I'm going to do with them, but I still am schlepping this stuff around of, you know, what we had created and try to, you know, get him gigs and things. I used to manage models as well in London.
Really?
In a past life.
My mother was a fashion model.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
She had her own modeling agency.
Oh, that's huge.
In Atlantic City. And my daughter is going back to a school, to the New England School of Fashion Design.
Oh, wow.
Downtown. Because she's a designer. She's done website photography
okay, uh-huh,
shoots,
yeah.
setting up the shoots, not taking the
right.
photos.
The design
yes.
of it, yeah. Oh,
yes.
that's very nice.
So,
now that's a real, that's
I
a gift.
So, had and have, and my wife it works for an interior design company downtown.
Really? Oh, so that's
so.
That's so interesting.
There are some artistic women in my family.
Well, one of these days I'll probably get to meet the rest of your crew. I don't think I've ever met any of them.
I don't think you have,
no,
but that
so
would
be
nice.
Nice. Yeah. Good. Well, it has been a great pleasure, and I'm just thinking, if you want me to play something off of one of your CDs for the last one?
Yes. I'm thinking either the song Redemption, which is the last cut on Redemption.
It's actually the first cut.
Oh, it is.
Yes, it is. But
A lot of people like that song.
Okay.
And by the way, I know Tom Paxton has an album called Redemption Road. Well, this came out before, Tom.
Okay.
So I wrote this before I ever heard of that album. And actually, I did that song, Redemption, at Concord Prison.
Really?
Last November, and for the inmates. And it went over very well because I introduced it saying, you know, everybody makes mistakes, and that's a lot of what this song is about.
Great. Well, we'll close out with that. Let me just get this all. There we go. And thanks again for coming
by.
Well,
thanks. It's been a pleasure, Joyce. Thanks for having me again.
All right. So here we go.
Times like these, don't know where to turn. I admit it's a real concern. Should I head for the clear water or just stay right remember times like these? Don't know where to turn. When I'm lost, you bring me redemption. When I'm bring me redemption down to my soul. Too much pride, they say it's a sin. I can't hide the fix I'm in. Well, I just keep on running in a race that I can't win. Too much pride, they say it's a sin. Done some things didn't mean to do. Tried to change, now it's up to you. Yeah, the way I've tried to make amends isn't hard to misconstrue. I've done some things didn't mean to do. And when I'm lost, you bring me
my soul. Down to my soul.
WMFO Medford. Well, redemption, that leads us right into the holiday coming up called Passover. And I'm going to share a little bit from a book by Shimon Apisdorf, Around the Year with the National Jewish Outreach Program. This is a great book. It has all the holidays in an encapsulated form. And this section is called Five Questions People Ask About Passover. Well, I'm not going to do all of them, but Passover is coming up in a week or two. This next week, many people are turning over their houses looking for chametz, looking for the dreaded chametz, and essentially trying to get all the puffed up stuff out of your life, your ego out of the way, so that you can be ready to receive the energy of Passover, of passing through, you know. So it says, why is the Passover dinner called a Seder? Answer, the Hebrew word Seder means order or arrangement. The Passover Seder is comprised of 15 sequential steps, and thus it is quite fitting that the word Seder is used to portray the gist of the evening's proceedings. So, that gives a little tiny taste and says, why do we read the Haggadah on Passover? The holiday of Passover marks the anniversary of the birth of the Jewish nation. The story of the Jewish nation is one of individuals who became a family, who became a people. And it goes on like that. It gives you a very nice overview. It says, why do people spend so much time cleaning their homes before Passover? Well, it's because we're not allowed to eat, own, or even have in his or her possession any type of baked or leavened grain products during the week of Passover. So, in response to this commandment, Jews throughout millennia have worked to ensure that their homes are 100% leaven-free for Passover. So, they do this whole thing of cleaning, and also you can sell your chametz. So, that's a tiny little taste of more to come, and I've got some music that will give us a little bit of the flavor, and this is called Freedom Road.
Just not ready, he says. Keep your eyes on the prize. You're gonna make we're wasting our time. But we're moving, chasing that dream. We're not gonna pay them no mind. One step closer to the promised land. Walking down the freedom road, moving, chasing that dream. We're walking down the freedom road. One step closer to the promised land. Closer to the land. We're walking down the freedom road.
Just to take a look, you know that one look is all that it took, and I stand rocking in the Holy Land. Oh, and it could have been Dallas, it could have been Tennessee, yeah. So many crazy places, a crazy world I could have made to see. But I came on vacation just to take a look.
Mole, que besou dans l'état. Mole, eh, 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 eh. Badazile, 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 Badazile,
Badazile. Okay, I was so not ready for that to end. That was so much fun. Laku Mizik is the name of the group, and they are out of Haiti, and this was made on Kumbacha. They formed after the terrible events, the earthquake that was in Haiti, and Wa Dio is the disc, and the song is Badazile. Before that, we heard Laser Lloyd rocking in the Holy Land on his label Lots of Love Records. Kim and Reggie Harris with Let My People Go. It's on Appleseed Recordings, a Jewish and African American celebration of freedom. And I think that brings us up to date. I'm going to put in something of an artist that I recently got to hear in a local club. Fantastic group. They just posted a video on the website, which was wonderful. So let's see, what do I want to play for you? Oh, all right, let's do this one. Okay, we just heard Leslie Pinchuk from her CD True North, and the song is called Discreet. Before that, we heard Danny Green, After the Calm. Now, Danny Green was in Cambridge last week and with his trio and from San Diego. They did a couple of gigs in the area. He was over at the Lily Pad. Great, great music. It was wonderful. And Leslie Pinchuk was my guest. We did a phone interview from New York, and this is her CD, True North. So I don't think that Chris is coming in. I think there'll be somebody covering for him. But I want to tell you about an event that's coming up. I mentioned this last week. This is put out by the FSI Foundation for Autism Incorporated. They are planning a second annual 5K run and walk. This is May 1st, and the start line is the Everett Recreation Center. You can carb load with us at pasta dinner April 30th from 5 to 8 at the Edward G. Connolly Center, FSI, number 4, autism.org. Is how you can connect with those folks. It's a very good organization. The walk will be fun, and it'll be through the streets of Everett, and food prizes, raffles, live entertainment, a live performance from Rebound at Zeke's Pub, and Jason Cardinal will be performing live at the Connolly Center. They had over 400 people last year from the whole New England area, and the proceeds will benefit Everett families living with autism. So that sounds wonderful. And let's see. We're going to go out with something different. I think I've announced everything that I did. All right. So we'll see what comes up here. Let's see.